Today, I'm going to take time. I'm visiting with Mike Salati, Boone County Planning and Development, Health and Sanitation.
Extraordinaire.
Good morning, Jim.
Good to have you here. Thanks
Great
for coming.
Here. Yes, thank you.
And thanks for bringing your like everybody else. A lot of people challenge at that, too.
Indeed.
The big thing we wanted to talk about is we are in the midst of January.
Yep, Radon Action Month.
Radon Action Month, Radon Awareness. And the big thing is, I guess, I can remember, it wasn't that many years. It doesn't seem like that many years ago. I'm guessing eight, nine years ago, a lot more emphasis was being put on awareness for radon and stuff. And it seems to have kind of tapered off.
Yeah, the interest seems to have waned. And that's why we still talk about this, you know, in January especially. But radon is still out there. And we still encourage folks to test their homes. It is still, you know, a cancer-causing agent. It is still hazardous to your health. So we want people to be thinking about it, and especially during Radon Action Month.
And the big one in Iowa, important because it is, unfortunately, folks, it's probably one of those where you don't like to be number one.
Yeah, we are number one for in the nation for elevated radon levels. And quite honestly, Boone County, in our average over several thousand tests, is more than double what the EPA action limit of 4 is. So 8.9 is our average in Boone County. And the only way to know is to test.
So these are tests that you have accumulated, because you get some information on it. People don't have to share it with you if they do it, but do you get that information?
No, it's absolutely confidential. Mm-hmm. So we don't get anything back other than they just report to the state the levels. No individual information, mm-hmm. anything like that. So it is confidential to the owner.
But, unless they wanted to come and share it with you.
Right. Yeah, certainly if some people want to share, we're happy to guide them, give them information. We have publications out there that tell about radon, that tell about testing. It's very easy to test. It's inexpensive. We have test kits available at Boone County. They're $10 each. And unfortunately, we don't have grant money anymore. We used to be able to give those tests away. But we sell them at just what they cost us. Yeah. And it's very easy to test. So
I was going to say, yeah, because I remember when we were encouraging people, you can get a free test kit. Go to Planning and Development, Health
right.
and Sanitation. But
unfortunately, those grant monies have dried up. But we're still encouraging. It is still out there, and we want people to test and be safe.
All right. So is this relatively, in the overall scheme of things, relatively new health-related issue that you guys have had to deal with at Health and Sanitation?
Well, actually, it's been around since the 80s. I mean, you know, radon was discovered, you know, as a health hazard. They started to look at it back in the mid-80s. In fact, it's an interesting story how it came about. They were building the Limerick Nuclear Power Plant in Pennsylvania, and one of their engineers by the name of Stanley Watrous was going in and out of work, and one day he arrived at work, and they had installed some new radioactive monitors that would eventually be used for the employees when they powered up the plant. And he set this monitor off on the way into work. Well, there was no nuclear radioactive material even in the facility at all. And so he set this monitor off, and they started to look and, you know, try and figure out how did this happen. And it turns out he was bringing it from home on his clothes and on his person. He was exposed, but his home was at a level of 2700 elevation. So they started, you know, of course the EPA got eventually involved and, you know, it did all kinds of research on that home and stuff, and figured out, you know, how it was coming in and all those things. And they eventually mitigated the home, and they were able to bring it down below 4, which is the EPA action limit, the level of 4.
So his whole family breathing.
His whole family was breathing. It's like the equivalent of smoking like 200 packs of cigarettes a day, you know, in risk. And that's the thing. It's a risk. You know, it's not a day risk, you know, or, you know, an individual thing if you're exposed once. These figures that we talk about are based on a lifetime of exposure. But, you know, people live in homes for quite a long time sometimes. And so on average at the EPA action limit of 4, about 7 people out of 1,000 will get lung cancer from radon. But if you're a smoker, it's 10 times more. So about 70 people out of 1,000, and that's just at four. Now you have to remember, Boone County's average is about double that. We're about 8.9, so we're over double that. So the risk increases, you know, geometrically.
I was going to say, exponential increases there. So one of the things we used to encourage people is, first of all, you don't know unless you test.
That's right.
And that's the big thing. And testing is actually relatively easy. Again, you get them at cost. And I'm guessing maybe some of the hardware stores might have them. I don't know, but I know your office does. Yeah,
they are available, you know, commercially. You can find them in the stores. They are more expensive. The good thing about the kits that we sell is it includes the postage to mail it to the facility, and it includes the testing and reporting. So the $10 is the only cost that you'll have.
Okay.
Some of the other test kits that are available on the market out there, you have to pay for postage, and you also have to pay for the testing. So, and they're much more expensive. So, you can get them directly from the American Lung Association, same way.
Mm-hmm.
But we have them available locally for people to do it. We can mail them as well. People can go on our permitting system and order a test kit.
Okay.
We can drop them in the mail, or you can pick them up at the office.
So pretty. And the basic. These are the basic ones, and basically would give you an indication of if you had a radon problem in your.
Right. They call it a short-term test kit. It's a 2 to 7 day test. So we suggest that people do them towards the end of the week on a Thursday or Friday, set them up in your home. It's just simply a activated charcoal packet that you hang up in the lowest level of your home. You leave it for a specific amount of time. You seal it up, put it in the mail. They analyze it, send you the test results. And it can all be done by email as well. So the resulting reporting.
And then after that, then we find after they get some information back. So what happens if they show higher levels? Then what does that lead to?
Yeah, so it's an indication. Okay, so that's the first thing if we need to look further. So generally, if you have an elevated risk, depending on what the levels are, then they suggest, you know, that you either do confirmatory testing. You know, if the levels are between 4 and 8, they suggest you do a second test to just make sure that something hasn't been exposed in the mail, you know, somehow or whatnot, to make sure it's an accurate test. And then if it's higher than that, then they suggest you maybe even get a radon mitigator to do an actual live test. They have test equipment that they can bring in and set up that will be continuous monitoring.
So
there's some additional testing that they recommend, and then they suggest you take action. The thing to keep in mind, you know, the EPA recommends that you fix your home if the level is above 4, but the thing to keep in mind is 4 is not a safe level. Okay, it's based on risk. So it's where they say that there's an acceptable level of risk. Just because it's below 4 doesn't mean you're not going to get lung cancer, or that you will if it's above 4. The thing is, everybody's different. They don't know at what level people could be sensitive, so they suggest you get it as low as possible. In most cases, you can mitigate homes down to 2 or less. It's very hard to mitigate a home less than 2 because it occurs naturally even in the air.
Sure. So there is going to be some no matter what.
In many cases. Yeah. The thing is, we can't tell. You can't go, unfortunately, by a county or a neighborhood or a street or anything like that. It's individual house to individual house. You could have 3 houses in a row. One on each side can test negative, and the one in the middle can test positive. Yeah. So there's no way to know without testing
each
one.
Or the other way. It's just one of those never know for sure.
Exactly.
What does it? And again, it is a naturally occurring in the ground and seeps in through the
right,
cracks in the basement,
cracks
stuff like that.
Joints in the basement. It comes from the breakdown of or the natural decay of uranium deposits in the soil. So it just depends on the composition of the soil below your home. Whenever you build a house, you know, where the concrete slab or the basement floor meets the wall, there's a joint there. That joint can cause, you know, elevated radon levels. So it's naturally occurring. And in fact, they say if you add up all the area that it takes to raise radon levels, it's about the size of your pinky finger. So, you know, where pipes go through the floor, sometimes if you have bathrooms in the basement. You know, they don't pour concrete slabs, sometimes maybe under a tub or something where the plumbing comes up through. So there's plenty of opportunities. Homes that have sump pumps, you know, where pipes surround the basement to bring water out. When the water's not full, then, you know, air can be moving in.
Air comes in, yes.
So there's lots of opportunities. And the good news is that it's very easy to reduce that risk to seal up, you know, and mitigate those types of things. So
I know one of the things you don't get to, you don't do home inspections like in town if a building official is they're doing home construction.
Right.
They can do inspections in that. Are we seeing more new homes built with mitigation included in the construction? Because it's relatively inexpensive to do it really during construction.
Right. Yeah, it's really negligible cost increase if you're doing it while you're building. And I think it just it depends on the awareness. Some builders are very proactive with that and install the systems. I think Habitat for Humanity now, I believe, you know, since we were involved, you know, quite a few years ago and talked about it, and they know about those things. So they put them, I think, automatically in their homes. You know, some builders do, others don't. So we have information that we can give certainly to, you know, homeowners. We have information we can give to builders that show how to do radon-resistant construction. The good thing about it, if you put an inactive system, which has no moving parts in it, in the home when it's constructed, if radon levels are elevated, it's very easy at that point to install the fans or whatever to reduce those levels. You know, again, hardly negligible cost.
So, again, that's if you're doing the construction. The retrofitting, I'm guessing, depends on what you're looking at.
Right, right.
And each home's going to be different.
Yeah, every home's different. You know, some crawl spaces, some have full basements, some are finished basements. So, you know, depending on what you have for a home, of course, is going to affect the cost. But every home can be mitigated. They have technology out there to do that. We can reduce these levels. It doesn't need to be a hazard. That's the thing.
Big thing though is you don't know unless you test.
Exactly.
So it's you know, one of the things I found, because you'll like this, because so we used to only just talk about it during January, you know, radon awareness month. Okay, so, but the EPA does these special radon. They do it every month. There's something you can do every month to, like in February, protect your loved ones, test for radon. Valentine's Day promotion.
Sure.
They do. April, don't be foolish. Test for radon, April Fools. What do we got? May through August, breathe with ease. Clean air month. May and August, I guess it is, clean air month. June, living green is healthier. Again, home construction.
Sure.
So do things like that. So they got something just about for every month.
The information is out there. It's, you know, we've talked for years, Jim, you know, if it were purple and it had a sulfur odor, radon would not be an issue because we would take care of it. It would be prevalent. You know, we would notice it every time it was there. But it's odorless, colorless, tasteless, so it's out of mind. And so that's why we need to raise this awareness. People just need to test, see what they have. And then once you do that, then you have an idea where you stand.
Now, we do know, I think, what the legislature did, what schools test for radon, things like that. Are we seeing, because bigger facilities, commercial facilities.
Yeah, certainly, you know, I mean, the hazard can be in any building. So at different times, they have been, you know, they've allocated money for different testing programs in schools. Unfortunately, it's not really where it should be. You know, there's more work to be done in those areas. So
just a matter of learning and getting up to date. So again, the big thing is, first of all, testing. Got to start with that. It's what we want to do first. Make sure people do test. And you guys, again, have at cost, basically, the information.
Kits available, yes.
Kits are available there.
Mm-hmm.
Send them, you know, send it in, find out what your numbers are, and then go from there, because you don't know.
Right. Right.
And it could change, too, I'm guessing, year to year.
Yes, and the EPA does recommend, even for people that say, well, you know, hey, I tested a few years back, they suggest that you test your home every 2 years.
Okay.
Even if you have a radon system installed, they still suggest that you do a short-term test. It's $10 to just check and make sure, you know, things haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's still working.
And we do have at least one certified mitigator here in the county.
Yes.
And the state does do certification on these. They don't just hand out a certificate and say,
well, and that's the thing for folks that are having work done or doing mitigation. There are licensing requirements for contractors. Pritchard Brothers right here in town are licensed. They do mitigation on homes. They do the testing. Very, you know, knowledgeable about that. There's others around as well in our adjoining areas, but there's definitely folks available to do that. So there are licensing requirements. They do have to be licensed. They do, you know, it's a program. They have to get training and they have to test on it. So you want to make sure that you're getting a licensed contractor to do the mitigation.
Yeah. If you don't get someone who's licensed, got the certification and stuff, you could have somebody come in and say, I can fix this. And all of a sudden you got $2,500, $3,000. That might be a little on the high side.
Yeah, and it is possible, you know, if it's not done right, to actually make it worse. You know, the folks, you know, Rube Goldberg is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And so if it's not done right, you can actually increase the hazard there. So we suggest you get a licensed contractor to take care of things.
So if you are building new or doing some remodeling in your home, you know, that would be a good time to
great time to do it.
Really do the thing. But you don't know without the tests.
So right.
The bottom line is you got to do the test first. And do they give you, when you do the test, does it come back? You know, they say you have this much per million or
picocuries per liter.
Okay.
Is the level or the reporting levels. It's interesting that, you know, there are many other cancers out there. Of course, smoking is the main cause of lung cancer, and they estimate, you know, it's smoking causes about 10 times more deaths than radon does. But radon causes 10 times more deaths than house fires do. Now, you think about, you know, the risk involved. A lot of people have smoke detectors. I won't say everybody, but a lot of people focus on smoke detectors, and those are good things.
Carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah, carbon monoxide and all those things. But radon kills, you know, 10 times more people than house fires do. So, and yet we don't spend an equal amount of awareness on it.
So you can't get a detector for it, but you can get the test kit. Again, the easy test kit. So just hang this up. What? Generally, you go for the basement, lowest level.
Lowest level of home that's occupied, mm-hmm. Or at least used. You know, mm-hmm. some people may only use it for laundry facilities,
sure,
or storage or whatever, but we still suggest you test the lowest level. That's going to be the biggest exposure. The short-term test kits are generally from 2 to 7 days, and you just hang it up in the lowest level, at least 3 feet away from doors and windows, where it's not going to be disturbed and where, like, a mm-hmm. heat duct or something wouldn't be blown on it. We don't want to mm-hmm. abnormally increase the exposure. But then you just you hang up the test kit, you expose it for that period of time, you mark on the test kit when you start it, when you finish it, you just seal it up and drop it in the mail. Simple as that.
And then after they do the testing at the lab, and they'll send it back to you again, and then you figure out what you want to do with the information you've got. Do they give you recommendations with it, or suggestions, or say, like, if you come in at 17, say, then do they say you should be?
Well, the EPA material will kind of give you more
you
of those recommendations.
Yeah.
The test results are just going to tell you what the levels are.
Okay.
And if it's above 4, then they suggest you fix it.
Okay.
The EPA still recommends if it's between 2 and 4 that you consider fixing it. It's just the level of risk is low enough that, you know, it's not imminent at that point.
So,
but yeah,
always a good idea. And as people are, I know that's one of the things I think realtors are running into. They're finding out more people are wondering, has your house been tested for radon and things like that too? So.
Yeah, it is becoming, you know, awareness is spreading, and folks are routinely doing those type of things on sales. And of course, if you do know that you have an elevated level, you are required to at least, you know, report that on your sale and things. So, you know, you're not disclosing something, but the information's out there. It's easy to figure out whether you have a risk or not, and it's easy to take care of.
So any questions, they can stop by the office. You guys, by the way, do you still have the big map up on the wall?
We do. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Have it on the wall.
I was like red, pretty well all red.
It's all red. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
Highest risk levels. Yeah.
One thing Ireland. We would rather not be, but we are.
We're number one.
I'm going to blame the glaciers. So I'm guessing that's got to blame something. Anyway, but it is one of those things that you can take necessary steps to resolve. And again, it could be that if you have a home on slab, still should check.
Yes.
I mean, yep. It just every doesn't home mean if it's just basement limited.
Yeah, exactly. Even mobile homes that are enclosed with skirting and stuff underneath, you know, air can still move in the home. We would still suggest you check even a mobile home for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty easy to do. So once again, any questions? Call or I'm just going to say stop by Planning and Zoning.
Stop in. Yep. Boone County, we're on the second floor at the courthouse, and we have information. We have some EPA booklets we can give you, so and we can point you in the right direction. Yeah.
And again, I know that it's one of those things. Several years ago, we had free kits to give away. We had all kinds of grant money available and stuff like that. But it kind of went away, but radon did not.
Yep, radon's still there, still active.
Still out there and still busy.
Indeed.
Mike Salati, Boone County Planning and Development, a very busy office, by the way. And the online, you can, again, go online to the new website.
Through our permitting program, you can order a test kit right there, and we can drop it in the mail if you can't come in.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Again, anybody in the county, please find out for sure. Make sure. If you haven't done so before, and even if you have in the last couple of years, do it again.
Yep. Every 2 years.
Double check, and unless you've mitigated, and even if you've mitigated, then still test.
Still test. Out. Yep.
It's pretty inexpensive to do.
Indeed.
Well, for your health. Thanks so much. Mike Salati, Boone County Planning and Development, our guest on our program today.